Making our way to the American Soybean Association booth here at NAFB, talking with Ray Gasser, who is first vice president. Discuss a little bit with us today about WERDA and the transportation and waterways infrastructure issues. Discuss a little bit about what those are and what those bills are typically in place to do.
Yeah. So the WERDA bill, it's a Water Resources Resources Act, and it's really about the infrastructure in our waterways in the United States, particularly the locks and dams on the Mississippi and the terminals, the export terminals in the Gulf of Mexico and on the West Coast. It's about maintaining that infrastructure and improving that infrastructure, improving the ability for U.S. farmers to be competitive around the world, because the transportation system is so important to our ability to move our soybeans in particular. We export about 55% of the soybeans that we grow in the United States gets exported to other countries. So having an effective, manageable, efficient transportation system is really important and beneficial to U.S. soybean farmers.
And it looks like, too, there is some EPA regulatory issues, too, with the SPCC. Explain a little bit about what that is and the impact that you guys are facing with that.
So the SPCC is really about, it's a spill prevention. It's about fuel storage on the farm. And ASA is encouraging EPA to consider that farmers be able to do their own certification of their tanks and their storage system and their spill safety systems up to 10,000 gallons per farm. There has been some efforts to reduce that amount to 1,350 gallons per farm. It's really unworkable and we believe unnecessary to have those thresholds established that low.
Ever so famous topic of the Farm Bill. Lots of talk going on about that today. Explain what challenges you guys face with the Farm Bill within the American Soybean Association, and describe a little bit about the policies and the bills and the amendments to that that you guys are dealing with the most.
So at the American Soybean Association, I personally have been on the Farm Bill Task Force for more than 3 years. So we've been working on the 2012 Farm Bill for more than 3 years, and here it is, almost the end of 2013. We still don't have a Farm Bill, but we are encouraged that it's come to conference, that we have the House and the Senate members working together to try to work out the differences and develop a Farm Bill and get a Farm Bill passed that is beneficial to not only to farmers but our citizens in the United States.
Lots of great information here today. Again, we're talking with Ray Gasser with the American Soybean Association here at NAFB 2013.